It's Thursday, July 28th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On July 15th, 10,000 Christians in Nigeria protested in the country's capital of Abuja. Christians there are concerned about the ruling party's presidential ticket being all Muslim. Since 1999, political parties have traditionally had a Christian and a Muslim on their presidential tickets. Moses Adams, with All Christians Community of Northern Nigeria, told the Daily Post that the ruling party is determined to, quote, relegate the Christians in Nigeria into oblivion, end quote. Last year, Nigeria accounted for 80% of Christians killed for their faith worldwide. Nigeria is ranked 7th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Psalm 2, verses 10 and 11 reminds rulers, "Now rulers, be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." The number of evangelicals is growing rapidly in the Dominican Republic. In previous decades, over 90% of the Caribbean nation identified as Roman Catholic. Now, less than half do. The International Religious Freedom Report of the United States Embassy in the Dominican Republic found that 26% of the country identified as evangelical in 2020, up from 12% in 2008. Similarly, the Dominican Council of Evangelical Unity estimates that 30% of the population is now Protestant. The UK College of Policing has issued new guidance to protect freedom of speech. The guidance seeks to reduce the recording of trivial, non-crime hate incidents and to protect legitimate debate, even if people are offended. The Christian Institute welcomed the new guidance, saying, quote, "For too long, non-crime hate incidents have been used as a weapon to shut down legitimate debate on issues such as transgender ideology and sexual orientation. But it's not the job of officers to police perceived offense," end quote. 20 state attorneys general sued the Biden administration this week for its transgender policy affecting federally funded schools. The policy requires schools to allow students to use the bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their chosen gender identity. The rule also applies to sports teams. Tennessee is leading the challenge. The state receives $1.5 billion a year in federal funds for K-12 schools and $88 million for universities. The Bond Commission for the state of Louisiana voted recently to withhold a $39 million line of credit from the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. Louisiana is withholding the funds because New Orleans has refused to enforce the state's abortion ban. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry said, quote, "The same folks who have turned the Crescent City into America's murder capital by refusing to prosecute violent crime must now choose whether they prioritize playing partisan politics over granting basic amenities for their constituents," end quote. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point in response to decades high inflation. The rate now sits between 2.25% and 2.5%. The key rate affects consumer and business loans. The rate hikes come as the U.S. economy has begun to slow down, running the risk of causing a recession in the next year. Researchers have long considered women more religious than men. However, Christianity Today reports new research shows the trend is flipping for Gen Z. As of last year, the religious gender gap continues for older Americans. Men are more likely than women to identify as religiously unaffiliated. But for 18 to 25-year-olds, it's women who are more likely to identify as nuns, N-O-N-E-S. As in, they have no religion. Younger women are also more likely than men to report they never go to church. And finally, U.S. Olympic gold medalist Sydney McLaughlin broke her own world record on July 22nd in the 400-meter hurdles during the World Athletics Championship in Oregon, reports the Christian Post. Listen.
Sydney McLaughlin has left them behind. Femke Bol comes on the inside of Dalila Muhammad now. Please watch the clock. The world record is 51-41. Sydney McLaughlin, the 22-year-old American. There is no stopping her. 50.6. It's a world record. Sydney McLaughlin has just smashed her own record.
McLaughlin finished the race in 50.68 seconds. It's the fourth time in 13 months she has set a new world record for the 400-meter hurdles. McLaughlin told NBC Sports that God gave her the strength to do it.
I'll have to start off by saying all the glory to God. These past few days just getting ready for this race, Hebrews 4:16 has been on my mind, coming boldly to his throne to receive mercy and grace, and I think he really gave me the strength to do it today, so all the glory goes to God.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.